This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. New applications for unemployment in the United States remain high. The Labor Department released data Thursday showing 1.5 million Americans filed for unemployment last week. The number, supporting views the economy faces a long and difficult recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. Police reform proposals from the U.S. House of Representatives and Senate will be voted on next week. Among many things, the House package would ban the use of chokeholds. It would also limit qualified immunity for police officers to make it easier for people who feel aggrieved by police actions to sue them for damages. While the Senate's plan would require state and local governments to report to the Justice Department on no-knock warrants in police raids and more. Police reform in the U.S. gained urgency after the death of George Floyd 3 weeks ago and the major protests across the country and around the world that followed since. Floyd, a black man, died in police custody after a white officer kneeled on his neck for several minutes. The Supreme Court of the United States has rejected the Trump administration's efforts to end legal protections for 650,000 young immigrants. The justices rejected arguments that the 8-year-old Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program is illegal and that courts have no role to play in reviewing the decision to end DACA. The outcome would elevate the issue in President Trump's reelection campaign, given how prominent anti-immigrant rhetoric was during his first presidential run in 2016. Everest Undayishimiye has been sworn in as Burundi's president. The full story is on voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump's former national security advisor has written a tell-all book where he claims the president is unfit for office. John Bolton left the White House last September and some book excerpts have been released. Bolton accuses the president of sweeping misdeeds in order to seek re-election, including explicitly seeking Chinese President Xi Jinping's help. The U.S. Justice Department has sued to block Bolton from publishing the book, citing risks to national security. But publisher Simon & Schuster dismissed the accusations and said thousands of copies have already been distributed. Excerpts were widely published in the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, and the New York Times newspapers. China on Thursday warned of countermeasures in response to President Donald Trump signing legislation calling for sanctions over the repression of China's Uyghur Muslims, China demanding that Washington stop interfering in its affairs. The country's foreign ministry said in a statement, the U.S. must bear all the consequences of any responses from Beijing and urged Washington to stop harming China's interests. China's capital city has brought its latest coronavirus outbreak under control, though a Chinese medical expert said Thursday Beijing can still expect sporadic new cases. The city has recorded 158 infections since confirming the first on June 11th in its worst outbreak since February. The outbreak was traced to a wholesale food center. The World Health Organization is drawing up plans to help decide who should be prioritized for a vaccine against COVID-19. WHO's chief scientist said Thursday the framework would need to give priority to three groups: frontline workers, vulnerable people over 65 or at higher risk due to illness, and those in higher transmission settings such as meat factories, prisons, or care homes. In Vietnam, press freedom groups say a wave of arrests and a one-month publishing ban on a news site is suppressing criticism ahead of the country's party congress. Le Hu Minh Tuan of the Independent Journalists Association of Vietnam has been charged with opposing the state. Lei is the fourth member of the association to be arrested since the group's founder was detained in November. The country's Ministry of Information and Communications also issued a one-month publishing ban on the website Phu Nu over its series alleging a construction company was damaging the environment. The Asia Advocacy Director of Human Rights Watch also commented, "Via remote, I'm..."